This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
So, just the dishwasher tablets, Lillian, is that all?
Yeah, that's all, thank you.
There you go, then.
Resist all other temptation. Biscuits and the like.
Oh, right. Sorry. I'm a bit slow on the uptake just now.
You're fretting, Joy, that's what you're doing. And I think I know why.
The blessed Felpisham pantomime, that's why. I feel so bad about it.
It's not your fault, though, Joy.
It feels like my fault.
You didn't bring the ceiling down.
I talked all those people into going.
But it might have happened while we were all there.
A coachload. Plus all those people from Vince's abattoir.
No, Joy,
and they've all paid good money.
You mustn't blame yourself.
That's what I feel, though.
People will get their money back.
Not yet, they won't. They're in a right tangle at the Arts Centre trying to sort it out. And we won't get it all back on the coach money. Ian's looked into all that, and the deposit's non-returnable. And then there's the fun they're all not having. What about that? I feel so responsible.
They had to cancel, though. A chunk of wood coming down onto the stage. It nearly poleaxed the Babes in the Wood. I mean, what if it had come down on the audience? You had a narrow escape, and not your fault. What does Mick say?
Mick?
Well, he won't let you blame yourself, surely.
Oh, Mick's not saying very much at all at the moment.
Oh?
Not to me, anyway. We had a falling out a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, dear.
And we've not spoken much since. Just past the marmalade sort of thing.
Oh, Joy.
He blames me for Rochelle going. They were all sunshine and flowers, those two were. It's just me's the dark cloud. To be honest, I don't know where I stand with them anymore. And now there's all these panto problems.
Oh, look, darling, when do you finish your shift?
12. Why?
Come to the ball. Let me buy you a drink.
Oh, I don't know.
No, have a drink, Joy. And talk to people. You will soon see no one blames you for the pantomime being cancelled.
Know the ones I'm on about? Oh,
of course I do.
With the sparkly straps.
I know, Tracy. Your special shoes.
My only decent proper shoes. The rest just cardboard boxes compared to them.
And they're here somewhere. I know they are. Because I really looked after them.
You were lucky I lent them out.
I know. You told me.
I normally keep them under lock and key. Or Chelsea would be swanning off in them.
Yes.
It was only because you're my sister and you was off out with Neil for Christmas dinner and they went with that outfit.
Well, they did. They were lovely.
They're not going to be in a drawer, Susan. You don't keep shoes in a drawer. Not a drawer like that one, anyway.
I know, but I've looked everywhere else.
Maybe they're not in the bedroom.
It's where I kept them, though.
Susan, I need them back.
Oh, yes.
I'm going out with Jazra for Valentine's Day and I want them shoes for the occasion.
Oh, you'll get them, Tracy. They're in this house somewhere, I know they are. Oh!
What?
Here we are.
You got them?
Well, one of them I have.
One? Then the other one must be there with it.
Except it isn't.
You mean they got separated?
Oh, they must have done.
And what am I supposed to do now? Hop?
I'm sorry, Tracy.
I should think so.
Well, I am.
Not all that much, though.
Lillian's right, Joy. You mustn't blame yourself.
There's so many people disappointed, though.
Well, you can't be held responsible for that. And anyway, it's not that great a loss.
How'd you work that one out?
Oh, there are pantomimes and there are pantomimes, Joy. And this one, well...
What?
It's Felpisham, whose attempts at drama have been substandard for years. I mean, they do their best with what they've got, but they lack a proper appreciation of the spirit of panto.
Which is what?
Oh, it's a gallimaufry of ingredients, Joy. The triumph of good over evil. A distinct sense of community spirit. A touch of anarchy, even. And most certainly, magic. You put the work in, get the craft right, and believe me, the magic will happen. Felpisham Arts Centre aren't prepared to do that, I'm afraid. They go through the motions, but There's no heart in it.
Sounds as if they could learn a thing or two from you, Linda.
Well, they had their chance.
Did they?
Oh, yes. I was all set to put on Our Daily Bread.
Your Daily Bread?
Our Daily Bread, a community play at the Arts Centre. I put it to them as a very solid proposal not long after I arrived in Ambridge.
What happened?
Oh, it's all water under the bridge now, Joy. Best left unvisited.
No, well, I can
they
see...
They turned it down.
Oh, dear. That doesn't mean Babes in the Wood was going to be no good, though.
It would have been better if we'd done it, Joy. That's all I'm saying.
Well, if it isn't the wicked fairy herself.
The wicked fairy?
I'm talking about Joy Horville here. You sorted out everyone's money yet?
I haven't got anything back from the Arts Centre, if that's what you mean.
You should get on their case.
This isn't Joy's fault.
It's her responsibility. She was the one going round persuading everyone to pitch up.
Oh, I didn't know the roof was going to come down, Vince.
Did you even ask?
What?
Did you do any kind of a recce?
Oh, please, that's being unreasonable.
Now, I'm up to my armpits in grizzling kids and moaning grannies, not to mention miserable workers at the abattoir, and it's all because you got everyone excited about the wretched thing. You landed me right in it.
No, no, you chose to sign up and encouraged your workforce to do the same.
And I wish I hadn't. I'd have been better off staying at home.
Yes, well, I was just saying to Joy, we might all have been better off if we'd done our own Ambridge Panto.
No, thank you.
No coaches involved.
Bunch of clod up in amateurs.
Assured quality.
I think I'm going to go.
Assured quality? You must be joking.
You clearly don't know what you're talking about.
What's all the row about over here?
It's garbage. Well known for it.
Joy, you're not going, are you?
I'm okay, Lillian, only I probably should be at home.
And this assessment is based on what?
Experience.
Prejudice.
It's based on seeing our brummy greengrocer in spangly tights covered in sweat.
If you'd seen one of Linda's pantos, you would
furniture.
Change your mind.
Oh, I doubt it.
Anyway, I could do better than Felpersham. I know I could.
And do it in next to no time.
A week.
A week?
A week. I could put on an excellent pantomime in a week, start to finish, and better than Felpersham.
Go on, then.
What?
A fiver says you can't do it.
A tenner.
20.
50.
100.
Why not? 100. Put on a pantomime by Friday and the 100's yours.
I've a mind to take you up on that.
Well, think first, Linda. I'm a fair-minded man. I won't take money off you if you haven't thought it through.
Oh, I don't need to think it through. You can make it 5 if you like.
5?
500.
500?
500.
You're on. A panto by Friday or the 500's mine.
Honestly, Joy, there's no need for you to be here.
It's no trouble.
We're not busy. Wish we were.
The shop's a conflict-free zone. I'd rather be here than at home getting glared at.
Glared at?
By Mick.
Oh, I know.
Silent glaring.
The disapproving look. I've had that this morning from Tracy.
I thought I'd be safe in the pub. Only I then got shouted at by Vince Casey.
Oh, I had that too.
Is that a go at you?
No. I mean the shouting from my sister. Sounding off about her shoes.
What's wrong with Tracy's shoes?
I borrowed them from her. Now they've gone missing.
Well, that's a shame.
Only one. And only temporary. She doesn't seem to understand. It's there. It's in the house. It can't be anywhere else. But the way she goes on... You'd think I'd done away with it on purpose.
Oh, well, she says. It'll turn up some time, I suppose. Like it don't really matter.
Oh, dear.
Poor you.
It's all right for her. She's got shoes coming out of her ear holes. This was my one decent pair. She just don't get it, how much they mean to me.
No.
How frustrating.
She never has to do without. That's her trouble. I have to cobble stuff together. Might do and mend if I want anything.
Tracy, I think someone's at the bar waiting to be served.
Oh, yeah. Suppose I better go and see.
What was all that about?
I'm not sure. My mind was running on this wager.
Yes, I know. A real chance to put one over on Vince Casey.
Or not. Why did you keep pushing the stakes up?
Because I have every confidence in you, darling.
500, though.
Well, 500 was your call.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I was a bit taken aback. And then I thought, yes, why not? Let's really sting him.
It's a hefty sum, though, Lillian.
But one you won't have to pay.
Oh, it's Vince.
Ha-ha! He's getting cold feet.
Well, tepid, perhaps.
Well, tell him he's too late.
No. No, he's not pulling out. He wants to apply terms and conditions.
What a nerve.
Sis, it's got to be a proper pantomime by Friday, as agreed, with full costume and all lines learnt, not a read-through in funny hats.
Oh, he really doesn't know you, does he?
And in front of a proper audience.
As if you do it any other way. Agree.
Well, wait a moment.
No, Linda, agree before he backs out. You can do this.
By Friday.
A doddle.
Well, I think I can find a script, yes, and cast it and rehearse, but the set and the costumes and props, the audience, Lillian.
I'll be right with you.
Even so.
And we can get someone else to join the team.
Someone willing and positive.
Hard-working and good with people.
Joy!
A panto.
An Ambridge panto, yes.
It's a wonderful idea.
And this is what you called me back for, to help you with the panto.
Precisely.
Now, we need someone who's good with people.
Good with people.
And not afraid of hard work.
That's not me, Lillian. I put people's backs up at the minute.
No, you don't.
You want me to ask folk to sign up to be in a panto when I've only just asked them to fork out for the fiasco in Felpersham.
No. We can cast it, Linda and I.
But who's your audience, Lillian? The same people I've just let down. Why should they turn out for it? What's the attraction?
It's a Linda Snell production.
No, Joy's right. We need a main attraction to hook people in. Something that'll put bums on seats. Star billing. And that's exactly where you can help, Joy.
What?
Find us our main attraction.
Yes, perfect. Someone the crowds will flock to see. Can you do that?
No, this is Joy you're talking to. Of course she can.
Well, it would keep me out of the house, I suppose. How long have I got?
Well, let's see. Performance on Friday.
Friday.
So we'd need our cast in place by tomorrow evening at the latest.
This Friday.
And we'll have to work out a schedule. Who's available to rehearse where?
A spreadsheet.
I can get Robert to work on that.
And you want me to come up with the star attraction by tomorrow?
At the latest.
What do you think? Can you do it?
Oh, I don't know. I can give it a go.
Good for you.
Well done, Joy.
You'll have to get cracking, though.
She's right.
You should start things rolling now.
We should.
Oh, wow, absolutely thrilling. ladies and gentlemen, could we have a moment of your time, if you please? Oh, thank you. Now, this won't take long. My good friend Linda here has a brief announcement to make.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemise some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.